from 0-2. Shenton has worked the full count. Could tell you this, that everybody in that dugout has Ricky Weeks. They got his back. He's got their full respect. 3-2, up and away. He walked him. Actually, none of those last four pitches were all that close there from Colin Ray. Just hopefully a momentary lapse of command as he walks Austin Shenton. His first free pass issued, and Contreras going right out to talk to him. I think William noticed something there, maybe mechanically, and before Nico Goodrum bats. Got a trip to the mound presented by Potawatomi Sportsbook. State-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Potawatomi, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening Friday. A new era of sports betting. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here comes Nico Goodrum with one on and one out. He takes a strike given to Colin Ray. Perhaps a little bit off the outside corner, but he got the call. Goodrum flew out to the track in center his first time up. Good swing. 2-0 Brewers in the fourth, and the pitch just outside that time. 1-1. Along with Lane Grindle and producer-engineer Kent Sommerfeld, I'm Josh Maurer from American Family Field. Roof open, ending this six-game homestand. Here it comes, 1-1. Up and away. 2-1 on Goodrum. With a win, the Brewers get the series, and they'd go 500 on the homestand. 3-3 is what they're trying to do before they head out on the road to Chicago. 2-1 pitch. Goodrum took a strike. Cut fastball. Catches the lower outside corner. 2-2. Cubs and Brewers for the first time this year, beginning Friday at Wrigley. Here comes 2-2 to Goodrum. Inside corner. Struck him out looking. Beautiful two-seam fastball right at the knees. Ring him up. Ortho ASAP. Strikeout number 4 for Colin Ray. Good bounce back after the walk. Shenton still at first, and here comes Jose Caballero. Tampa Bay shortstop singled on the infield back in the second inning. Colin Ray one out from a shutdown fourth. And the pitch. Broken bat grounder. Past the mound. It was knocked down by Ray. Picks it back up and throws, but he did not get the speedy Caballero. Ball was a squibber. The bat broke on the contact, but Caballero got it just under the glove of Colin Ray. He did deflect it enough to keep it near his feet. Caballero runs so well that he was able to beat the throw to first. He's got 2 infield hits. And he's probably hit the ball a combined, 90 feet total on those 2.
That might be generous.
Math was not my thing.
Now, you're probably about right. Probably a combined 90 feet. Something in that regard.
Shenton went to second, so the tying runner's aboard with 2 out for Ben Roortvedt, the catcher. The pitch outside. Back pick throw to second by Contreras, not in time to get Shenton. Well, suffice it to say, if you hit the ball the way that Caballero has twice, you're probably supposed to be 0 for 2.
Mm-hmm.
But he's 2 for 2, so go figure. Roortvedt singled his first time. Comes the 1-0 pitch. In for a strike. Cut fastball 1-1. Ben Roortvedt grew up in Verona, Wisconsin. Takes a strike 1-2. Back in his home state. Played for the Yankees last year, did Roortvedt. Left-handed hitter with some pop. 2 on, 2 out, 1-2. Outside. Cut fastball, just missed. Couple inches off the corner, 2-2. Roortvedt now 1 for 6 in the series. Two on, two out, 2-0 Crew, 2-2. Foul ball on the left side up. That's going to get into the second level. Beginning the month of May. It's been a great start to the year through March and April for the Crew, 18-11. Ray with a new ball. The 2-2 again. Rourke takes strike three at the knees. Cut fastball. Beautiful pitch. And ring him up again. Colin Ray. Couple of backwards Ks. In the fourth, he strands two more. Tampa's left five. Ortho ASAP. We go to the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. All Brewers games are on sale now. Get any ticket for any game all season long, including all new giveaway games, theme nights, and community nights. Wisconsin vs. Fridays, and every big-time matchup, get your seats at brewers.com/tickets. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss. Less is more.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams. All of your dreams. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
Two nothing Milwaukee, and the bottom of the fourth begins with a foul ball grounded by Tyler Black into his own dugout. 0-1 against Zach Eflin, who struck him out his first time. So Black now 2-for-5 as a big leaguer. A couple of hits in his debut, as you've heard, I'm sure, by now, last night. With his parents watching. 0-1 pitch, rode inside. Did he swing? They appeal. He did swing. So it's nothing in two. Tyler Black's father, Rod, he did what Lane and I do. He's a play-by-play guy. 0-2 pitch, just missed. That was very close. A little bit high, though, 1-2. Rod Black called the games for the Toronto Blue Jays on television for over a decade. The 1-2 pitch, line drive, bloop towards short. This will actually be the third baseman, Meade, standing where the shortstop normally would as he makes the catch. Got jammed, did Black, and he's 0-2. Had a shift on him there. So put it out as a line out to the third baseman on your scorecard. It brings up Reese Hoskins. How about Rod Black yesterday on the Brewers television broadcast calling the action as Tyler got his second major league hit? That was as cool as it gets. Strike called on Reese, 0-1. He said, base hit for my boy. 0-1. Low, 1-1. Lane, you're smiling. I think you can imagine doing that someday, right?
I actually can't, because I wouldn't be able to talk. I would be so nervous watching my kid at the plate.
1-1. Hoskins swings through a cutter, 1-2.
I have a lot of respect for him that he was able to talk and make sense as he was going through the emotions of watching his kids at bat. That's impressive.
1-2 pitch is in the dirt, 2-2 on Hoskins.
I can only imagine the feeling, though. Wow. Pretty special.
You could see the tears welling up in his eyes as the moment happened. Great day for the entire Black family. I love those Major League debuts, and you get to watch the family reactions. 2-2 pitch. Chopped foul by Hoskins, and it remains 2-2. I think in baseball, you get to enjoy that whole experience more than any other sport.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Reese grounded to short his first time. One out, bottom four, 2-0 Milwaukee. The 1-2, the 2-2. Line drive left field. That's a base hit over towards the line. Hoskins makes the turnaround first. He's headed for second. Goodrum's throw's coming in. Slide. Safe. Just made it. Foot first. Reese Hoskins with a hustling double. The Brewers have a runner in scoring position with one out. Nice at bat two for Reese. That bat has come to life over the last week or so. Nico Goodrum got to the ball rather quickly. The throw was online on a hop, but Rosario's tag just a little bit tardy. That means another $75 to the MAC fund. West Bend, the silver lining. And Jake Bowers to the plate. Struck out back in the second inning. Did a former Tampa Bay product. Jake Bowers. He fouls it back out of play. Here's a safe driving tip from Schneider's. Their professional truck drivers reminded to always give semi-trucks extra room to stop while on the road. Hoskins takes his lead. Eflin's 0-1 pitch. Down and in. Bowers thrusts the hips back out of the way from ball one. Eflin started like a house of fire. Six up, six down through the first two innings, but the Brewers have four hits in the third and the fourth. And Bowers takes high and away, and he gets in front 2-1. Hoskins leading from second. The 2-1 pitch is squibbed on the ground. Foul. It'll hop back to the backstop and even the count at 2-2. Brewers on the road, as mentioned. It'll be a six-game trip through Chicago and then Kansas City. Then get set for Central Division action here when the Brewers come back May 9th through the 12th against the Cardinals. First trip for St. Louis here this year. 2-2 pitch. Low, and it's a full count on Bowers. Big night, Star Wars theme night on the 11th. Get the belt bag giveaway on Mother's Day, the 12th. Get your seats for that Cardinals series for when we get back here. Brewers.com/tickets. Runner at second with one out. Eflin's 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a cutter. So Bowers fans for the second time. And if the Brewers are to get any runs here in the fourth, it'll be up to Bryce Tarang to keep the inning going. Bryce began the two-run rally in the third with a leadoff single. So now Reese Hoskins at second with two away as Eflin gets his sign and sets at the belt. First pitch coming, a bunt. Dropped up the third baseline perfectly. Wheeling throwing to first. Rortvedt, and he got him. What a play by Ben Rortvedt, the catcher. That looked like a hit all the way with the speed of Tarang. But Rortvedt pounced on it. Made the spinorama and a BB of a throw, so the inning is over. Hoskins doubles, but never moves. We go to the fifth. 2-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Kinder Bueno, Butterfinger, or 100 Grand with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen. on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the Silver Lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
2-0 Milwaukee as we hit the fifth inning, looking for a series win. Colin Ray's back to work, and so too, Wayne Grindle.
All right, thank you very much. Josh Curtis Mead, the number nine hitter for the Rays, leads off this top of the fifth inning. And Ray's first offering to him is swung on and fouled over near the Rays on deck circle. It's nothing and one. As Josh just told you, a 2-0 advantage for the Crew. Collins pitched well. He's pitched around some traffic, but he's put up all zeros so far. The 0-1 missed outside. And it's a ball and a strike on Curtis Mead, who struck out swinging against Ray back in the second inning. 1-1. Dropped a breaking ball in there for strike two. Ray with five strikeouts so far this afternoon. And now time called by Mead as he steps out of the box. Well, how about a vibe check? Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Good day for a Vizzy Hard Seltzer here at the ballpark. That's the seltzer that passes the vibe check. 1-2 pitch. Bounce that one in the dirt with a sweeper. And it evens at two balls and two strikes. Back to the top of the order in Diaz and then Palacios. Here in this top of the fifth. 2-2 pitch. High fly ball out to center. This is playable, pushing Perkins back. A few steps in front of the warning track to make the catch. And there's one away here in the fifth. The Rays have made Ray work a little bit over the course of the afternoon. That was his 76th pitch. So in very good shape to get himself through at least this fifth and maybe go out and start the sixth inning as well, depending on what happens here over the next couple of outs. Here's Yandy Diaz, who's 0 for his last 13 at the plate. And the pitch hit in the air. Deep right, but playable. Frelick back on it onto the warning track to make the catch. And a couple of long fly ball outs off the bats of these Rays for the first two outs here in the fifth inning. Two down for Palacios. Palacios, you'll remember, his brother Joshua was with the Pirates last year. Richie was with the Cardinals last season. At the end of the year, after St. Louis had made some of those moves at the trade deadline, he finds himself in Tampa Bay now. First pitch to him, a swing and a miss. Cutter right down the middle at 88. And it's 0-1. That's been the pitch that Colin Ray's really leaned on here this afternoon. 0-1. Swing and a miss. And it's nothing in two.
Ooh. He doesn't get cheated, does he?
Those are some big hacks.
Whew.
That one is a curveball. He swung right through it about as hard as he can. I don't know how his obliques are okay after those swings. No balls and two strikes. The pitch missed down and in. And it's 1-2. He's thrown 18 cutters this afternoon. Only the sinker has been utilized more for Colin Ray. And I would say he's used the cutter more late than the sinker over the last couple of innings. 1-2 pitch. Missed down with a curveball. And it's two balls and two strikes. Two outs and nobody on here. Top of the fifth inning. Cloud cover up top, but a beautiful day to be at the ballpark. 2-2. Missed high. That was the four seam fastball that time. And it counts full. It's 3-2. They play Palacios to pull on the infield. The other way in the outfield. 3-2 pitch. And he missed inside. So Palacios comes back from down 0-2 to work a walk. And there's been a base runner in every inning for the Rays against Colin Ray. Colin's done a good job of escaping any mini jams he's found himself in. And now here's Randy Arozarena, who is 0-for-2 so far this afternoon and just 1 for his last 22 at the plate. There goes the runner. The pitch is a ball. The throw is late. So Palacio steals second. He's into scoring position now. And it's 1-0 on Arozarena. Brian Hudson starting to get loose in the Brewers bullpen. Ray will ask for a new baseball. Throw that one out of play and get a new one. One-oh pitch. Drop the curveball in there for a strike. And it's 1-1. Missed inside. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Brewers with a 2-0 advantage here, top of the fifth inning. Winner gets the series. After the Rays won Monday night, Brewers bounce back with a win last night. 2-1. Lifts a fly ball into right. Very playable. Sal Frelick moves back into his right just a couple of steps and squeezes it for the third and final out. No runs, no hits, no errors. A man left on base. We go to the bottom of 5-2 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, Yadish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the Movers.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Oliver Dunn leads off the bottom of the fifth inning, a 2-0 Brewers lead. Zach Eflin back out there on the mound. 62 pitches so far for Eflin. And the first pitch, a breaking ball in there for a strike on Dunn. Celebrate the 50th anniversary of Happy Days at the Brewers game against the White Sox on May 31st. 0-1 is low and outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Fans who purchase a theme night ticket will take home a Brewers Bronze Fonz bobblehead. Woo! Get tickets at brewers.com/theme nights. 1-1 is swung through for a strike. 1-2.
I'm in.
I think at some point there needs to be a bobblehead commemorating the Bob Uecker All-Stars versus the Happy Days cast. There's a called third strike on Dunn. And Eflin records his 6th strikeout. There's one away for Blake Perkins.
That happened. You can go look that up. It was 1979, I believe. Happy Days cast versus the Bob Uecker All-Stars in a celebrity softball game. Here's Blake Perkins in there for a strike. It's 0-1.
We got to look up the box score from that one.
Yeah, absolutely. A one pitch to Perkins. Ground ball on the right side to second base. Rosario fields it, throws to first. And there's two down. We were being told by our in-house historian, Kent Sommerfeld, he thinks it was in the 80s because he said he was there and he started in 86. Okay, I can't push back on you, Kent. You're the only one that would have been there. Here's Sal Frelick, takes low, 1-0. How fun would that have been to see, though?
Wonder what kind of swing Henry Winkler has.
I was just thinking the same thing. 1-0 pitch. Ground ball back up the middle, but right there is Caballero, the shortstop, played by the bag at second, throws to first. And the Brewers down in order in the fifth. We go to the sixth inning. It's 2-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Fans, here's your Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park for some tug-of-war. Or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more.
Brewers with a 2-0 advantage as we head to the top of the sixth inning. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 orders of fries for just $17.99. Win, lose, home or away, visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. Ahmed Rosario leads off the top of the sixth for Tampa Bay. Colin Ray back out there on the mound. He's pitched well so far. He's at 87 pitches. And the first pitch, a breaking ball for a strike to Rosario. It's 0-1. 0-2 this afternoon for the Rays' second baseman. Hudson still getting loose out in that Brewers bullpen. 0-1. Ground ball to short. Adames on the forehand. Throws to first, a little low, and Black can't dig it out of there. It'll be an E6 on Willie. Black almost had a backhanded scoop, but unable to vacuum that up. And Adames with his second error of the contest. And now here's Austin Shenton. Looked like Willie never totally got his feet squared around and set before he let that one go to first. As Ray's first pitch to Shenton in there for a strike, it's 0-1. Rosario at first, nobody out. And the pitch in there with a strike coming right after Shenton. And it's 0-2.
Rays have had the leadoff man aboard just once. That was also on an E6 back in the third. And Colin Ray promptly rolled up a double play right after that with the next batter. 0-2 pitch. Tapper out in front of home plate. Fielded by Ray. He's going to go to first and take the out on Shenton. On the play, Rosario moves up 90 feet to second base. And he's there with one away now for Nico Goodrum. Springtime in Wisconsin. Beautiful flowers, trees greening up. We're starting to see all of that right now when you drive around the area. And of course, if you roll down the window, you're going to smell the wonderful smell of Usinger's sausage on the grill in all those neighborhoods. First pitch to Goodrum is hit foul and out of play. Third base side, it's 0-1. Brats, hot dogs, Italians. Of course, one of my favorites, the cheddar and jalapeno. All of them are great. You can check out the entire Usinger lineup by going to your local grocer. 0-1 on Goodrum. Ray brings home the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Went after a two-seam fastball. And it's nothing and two on Goodrum. No two pitch. Ground ball to second base. Scooped up by Black, who cuts in front of Terang. And then Colin Ray over to first covering. Takes the feed from Black in time. That's a nice job by Colin Ray to hustle over there. He was hit in that area where probably most first basemen are going to back off and let Terang take charge. But Black, with some good range, able to get to it. And lucky for him, Ray was quick to get over there and cover the bag. And there's two down on the play, though. Rosario moves to third.
That was one of the things, Lane, we were told that Tyler's been working on the most at first base in Nashville this year, is when to go after a ball or when to go back and cover first. And those are the instincts you just have to build over time. You can't do it without experiencing it.
That's a tough play because it's just an in-between play where you're not 100% sure. And if you haven't played a ton of first with Terang over on that side of the infield with you, too, he's just a different second baseman altogether than just about any other second baseman in baseball. Here's Caballero. First pitch, grounded foul. Up the third baseline, it's 0-1. Colin has established a new high this season in pitches thrown. He's at 96, trying to get himself through this sixth inning. And trying to get through six shutout innings at that. 0-1 to Caballero. It foul into the backstop. And it's 0-2. Caballero is 2-for-2. Two infield singles this afternoon. Colin looking in. 0-2 pitch. Missed high, and it's 1-2. The veteran right-hander has been very good this afternoon. He has really competed through these 5 2/3 so far. 1-2 pitch. Hit in the air to left. Playable, though. Moving over to his left to make the catch is Jake Bowers. And Colin Ray through six shutout innings here this afternoon at American Family Field. Works around the leadoff error and puts up yet another 0-2 Milwaukee as we head to the bottom of the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best. And with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Two to nothing Brewers as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and William Contreras takes a first pitch strike from Eflin, and it's 0-1. Third time through the order for Eflin, and his numbers, like most pitchers, 0-1, a swing and a miss, and it's nothing and two, inflate quite a bit as Contreras will use his timeout. That third time through against Eflin has been dramatic. Teams hitting 500 against him. 0-2 pitch. Contreras lays off a pitch down and away. And it's 1-2. It's our Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Our contestant is Rodney Schmidt from Waukesha. 1-2 pitch. Down in the dirt. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rodney will win a gift card jackpot of $900 if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning. $100 added to the total for each additional home run here in the sixth. Visit any participating Woodman store to enter. 2-2 is a chopper to third. Charging it is Meade. He throws across the diamond in time to get Contreras. And there's one away here in the sixth for Willie Adames. You want to participate in the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning? You can visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. Adames with that 3-run shot last night had 4 RBIs in the game. And the first pitch is over for a strike. 2-seam fastball at 93. It's 0-1. Brewers with a 2-0 advantage. Well-pitched game again here this afternoon. Caught the inside corner with a cutter. Willie not so sure. And he's behind. No balls and two strikes. Eflin brings home the 0-2 pitch. And that one missed. Change up. Very close pitch from Eflin. And it's 1-2 on Adames. One, two coming home. And he missed low. And it's 2-2. Brewers only with 2 runs on 4 hits, but like last night, the at bats have been better. 2-2 way outside, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evidenced by this at bat from Adames. We've seen more of this the last 2 days. And part of Monday night is you have to tip your cap to Ryan Pepio. He was spectacular. 3-2 to Adames. High fly ball out to right center field. Racing back is a Rosarena at the track. Well, it is gone. Willie Adames sends one out for the second consecutive day. A solo shot. The Brewers on top, 3-0. Adames against his former club, his 5th of the season. And Adames heating up. Here's Tyler Black. First pitch to Black is down and in. It's 1-0. $100 to Hunger Task Force. Courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. for every Brewers home run. Black takes a strike on the outside edge. Making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And how about that, Rodney Schmidt? $900 for you. 1-1. Black, this one into right. That's going to get down for a base hit. With his speed, could be two. He's turning first, digging for second, streaking into second with a hustle double. Ball gets away into left field. He will stay put on the bag. Tyler Black showing off the speed and aggressiveness. Digging for two immediately. A little soft liner into shallow right. And Tyler Black with his second double of his career in as many games. And Kyle Snyder's on his way out to talk to Zach Eflin. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Spin, the silver lining. Is this guy going to be fun to watch, Josh?
Well, you thought the Brewers had speed already with guys like Terang and Perkins, Yelich, Frelick. That might be the quickest of the bunch.
55 stolen bases a year ago in the minors for Tyler Black. He's another athletic weapon for this Brewers organization. He's going to be fun to watch. There's no doubt about it.
I left out Jackson Churio, too. Can't leave him out. Boy, this is a speedy bunch of Brewers.
Trips to the Mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. So a one-out double for Black. He's one for three today, and here's Hoskins, who's heating up. He doubled in his last at-bat. And takes a cutter in there for strike one. Rays sticking with Eflin. They do have action in that bullpen. Garrett Clevenger is getting loose, the left-hander. 0-1 to Hoskins. Chopped that one foul at the plate. And he finds himself behind, nothing in two. A 3-0 Brewers lead. Willie Adames just launched a solo home run here in the sixth, followed by a one-out double from Tyler Black. Hoskins trying to get him home. 0-2 pitch. Down in the dirt. Good block by Rortvedt. And it's 1-2 on Hoskins. What a start to the career for Tyler Black, putting all of his tools on display. Hit tool, speed tool. 1-2. Hoskins lifts one high in the air into shallow left center. It's going to be the second baseman Rosario goes out there and makes the catch in shallow left center for the second out. And here's Jake Bowers. And Kevin Cash out of the dugout. That's going to be it for Zach Eflin. U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen has been made. They're proud to support the Brewers and remind you that when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular, built for us. That's the end of the day for Zach Eflin. Clevenger coming in to face the lefty Bowers. It's a 3-0 Brewers lead here in the bottom of the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbless has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbless at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbless. Less is more.
It's a 3-0 advantage for the Crew. Tyler Black standing at second base with two outs, and left-hander Garrett Clevenger coming into this game for Tampa Bay. Left-hander debuted back in 2020. Former third-round pick of the Orioles back in 2015. He's 30 years of age. Clevenger in his third season with Tampa Bay, former Dodger, former Philly, making his 12th appearance of this year with a 2.45 ERA. He faces Jake Bowers, and the first pitch to Bowers is a little bit outside. It's 1-0. Brewers got a solo shot from Adames here in the bottom of the sixth to push their lead up to 3-0. And now looking for a little bit more comfort if Bowers can come through with two outs. 1-0 pitch. Laid off. A slider down and away. It's 2-0 on Bowers. A bunch of lefties scheduled to go here. Bowers, then Terang, and then Dunn. 2-0. That caught the outside corner. And it's 2-1. It's a good take on 2-0, though, if you're Bowers. Not a lot you can do with that pitch. Two-one pitch, down and away, and it's 3-1. Watching Black hustle into second with that double, it makes you want to watch him try to steal every base. I mean, it's so fun to watch him run. You're watching him at second going, would he try to go to third at some point? It'd just be fun to watch him run. 3-1. Bowers taps one up the third baseline. This is going to roll foul. It flirted with staying fair. Had it stayed fair, probably would have been trouble. Would have been a very challenging play for Curtis Meade, the third baseman. But it did roll foul about 15 feet in front of the bag. Crowd of 20,132 this afternoon at American Family Field. Bowers getting new baseball bat.
I guarantee you they're all comfortable.
Yeah, beautiful day. This is as good a day at the ballpark as we have had all season long. Roof open, and they've been treated to a good game so far from the Crew. Three runs on six hits. And currently shutting out Tampa Bay here in the bottom of the sixth inning. A full count on Jake Bowers. The pitch, and Bowers took down and away and works a walk. So Bowers aboard, Ortho ASAP, walk right in, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And now two on for Bryce Terang, who is 1-for-2, tried to bunt his way on back in the fourth, and a really nice play made by Rortvedt, the catcher, robbed him of that opportunity. Clevenger kicks the leg and brings home the pitch, and it's a chopper foul off the foot of Terang, who goes down in a heap. That got his, it looked like his toe on that front foot. He's going to get up and try to walk this one out a little bit. That is some definite pain for Bryce Terang. And he is walking very gingerly right now. Now he's back in the box, picks up the bat. No visit from the trainers. He's going to take just a little bit more time. This hit right on top of the toe. There is not much protecting that.
that hurts.
He's back in there. No balls and one strike. The pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. And it's 0-2. That was a very good slider, broke off by Clevinger. Takes a big deep breath. Now the 0-2 pitch. And Terang laid off a slider down and away. They appealed to third. Chris Guccione says he didn't go. And it's 1-2. It's really the first time today Chris Guccione's been involved in any kind of real action. He was involved in a lot last night, though. The 1-2 to Terang. Hit foul and out of play down the third baseline. Stays at 1-2. Got a fastball elevated. And just fouled it off. Brewers have tacked on here in the sixth with a solo shot from Adames looking for more. The 1-2 pitch to Terang. Breaking ball hit foul and out of play. Third base side. And it stays at 1-2 on Bryce. Five hits on the homestand for Terang. He has been such an improved player offensively in 2024. Hard to put it into words. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball called, third strike. Very good slider dropped in there by Clevinger, and Terang strikes out looking. But the Brewers had a run on the solo shot from Willy Adames. We head to the seventh. 3-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
When planning your next getaway, you want to be sure you have all your bases covered. The Island Resort and Casino has all the amenities you'd expect from a premier resort destination. Plus, well, you could say it's bases loaded with two championship golf courses, a luxury hotel and spa, Vegas-style gaming, casual and fine dining, and live entertainment. Visit islandresortandcasino.com to plan your trip today. Because when it's the Island Resort and Casino, your total experience is a grand slam.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on popcorn.
10-ounce skinny pop or 16-ounce Bailey popcorn, both $4.69 each.
I can run the hot prices on popcorn.
Skinny pop or Bailey popcorn, both $4.69.
Save big time money on your favorite popcorn.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employees.
Right now, get 0% interest free financing for up to 60 months when you order by May 10th. Set your free in-home consultation at PaloWI.com.
Well, secure new Brewers swag at the Mother's Day game on Sunday, May 12th, with a belt bag giveaway for the first 10,000 ticketed fans through the gates. It's courtesy of American Family Insurance. Find your tickets for the game against the Cardinals at Brewers.com. Brian Hudson takes over on the mound for the Brewers, a 3-0 lead as we go to the top of the seventh. And with the play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you very much, Lane. In addition to Hudson coming in, Tyler Black's out of the game for defense. Moving from left to first base is Jake Bowers. And the new left fielder, now Joey Weimer. He'll bat in Black's number four spot on the lineup card. Ben Rortvedt, the catcher, to greet Brian Hudson. A lefty-lefty matchup. The pitch is inside and low. Ball one. Well, Colin Ray, 99 pitches to go through. Six scoreless innings. He is in line for the win. Would be his third of the year. 1-0 to Rortvedt. Lifted foul back up over the screen and off to our left. 1-1. Colin scattered four hits. A couple of walks. He struck out five. then another great effort for Colin Ray. He's been steady Eddie. Now Hudson's 1-1 down and away through the sweeper, and it's 2-1 on Ben Roortvedt, who had one of the four hits against the starter. 1-for-2, a single. Number 9 batter Curtis Meade would be next, and then Yandy Diaz. Pitch is fouled back. Got a fastball, 90 miles an hour, hit it into the screen to even the count at 2-2 from Brian Hudson, who has been a revelation in his first year out of that Brewers bullpen. Hudson, a 0.55 earned run average. Big lefties, 2-2. Roortvedt takes inside corner, strike three called. Fastball, ring him up. Another backwards K, ortho ASAP. You can start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. And now Meade, a right-handed batter who struck out and flew out against Colin Ray. Hudson in his 12th game with the crew. And Meade takes low ball one. 2-0 has allowed one run in now just under 17 innings. That's it. About 7 hits in 17 innings. Opponents coming in batting 132. And it's fouled back into the screen to even the count 1-1. You can get 0% interest-free financing for up to 60 months if you order by May 10th at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. 1-1, Meade fouls on the right side again, out of play. 1-2. Certain restrictions apply. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. Brewers have a 3-0 lead here in the seventh, trying to win the series 2 out of 3. The 1-2 to Meade. Down low that time on the sweeper. Abner Uribe, who was in the middle of the fracas last night and is appealing a suspension, he's getting up in the bullpen. As Meade uses his timeout, Uribe, well, he's available today, and the Brewers look like they may very well use him. Meanwhile, right-hander Erasmo Ramirez getting loose for Tampa. Hudson's 2-2 to Meade, down and in. Good take. Breaking ball was enticing, but it dipped below the knees in a full count. With one out and no base runners on the Australian rookie, Curtis Meade. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. That cut fastball moving in under the hands of a right-handed batter. A filthy pitch from Brian Hudson. Back-to-back strikeouts to begin his day. Another ortho ASAP punch out, and it brings up Yandy Diaz. I mean, I was telling you some of these gaudy numbers that Hudson has put up thus far. And they are no joke. Now more than a strikeout per inning pitched. Diaz takes ball one. Yandy's 0-for-3. He did reach on an error. A play that Adames was trying to field, a ground ball moving up the middle. 3-0 Milwaukee. And the 1-0 pitch. Diaz takes inside, 2-0. Josh Maurer with Lane Grindle this afternoon from American Family Field. With the roof open, it's gorgeous. The 2-0 to Diaz. It's low, 3-0. On deck is Richie Palacios. I told you Tyler Black's out of the game now. He went 1-for-3 today. 3-0 pitch, taken for a strike. Caught the outside corner. That wasn't exactly an automatic. It just clipped the edge. Bases are empty and Hudson set. Here's his 3-1. Swinging a ground ball to short. Two hops right to Willy Adames. Pats his glove. Perfect throw to first. In time for the out on Diaz. That retires the side and gives Brian Hudson another very impressive inning. 1-2-3. A couple of strikeouts included. Time to stretch here in Milwaukee. 3-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Members of Liona are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines,